Hi, everyone. It's Lisa Gunther with Canadian Cattlemen Magazine, and I'm here today with Kelly Sidorek, our depth of field columnist. So, Kelly, your April column focused on clarity, character, and connection, and really a lot of it was what you've learned from David Irvine over the years. But one of the things he touched on, was the F state, which is not about swearing. It's about something else. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, he was explaining to us that one of the ways that can lead to better functioning in our teens is to recognize that there will be times when we do get in the F state, which is actually fight, flight, or freeze. And we really need to make sure that we can find some ways to navigate to the C state, which is the calm state. And one of the first things that came to mind when David was talking about that is, you know, we really do think about that, the F state in context of handling cattle. You know, we want to know how big their flight zone is. And, you know, usually with animals, that is a tendency. If you get too close, if they've got a big flight zone, they're going to take off. Sometimes they will freeze, or in, you know, luckily a rare amount of cases, they might come after you and be more in the fight state. Well, what David's premise is that if we're going to have, you know, authentic, positive, open, honest communication, it's really hard to do that when we are in the F or the more agitated state, and figuring out ways that we can make sure we're in the calm state. You know, so for example, and this has been mentioned before, you know, if things get really challenging in family meetings, sometimes trying to dig in and push through really isn't the best idea. And it is okay to stop, take a break, and just acknowledge, you know, we're not in the best space here right now. Let's go away and then make plans to reconvene when we are in a calmer state. He also uses, it was an acronym RAIN that helped us to, as individuals, switch. And the first one is to recognize, yes, I am feeling very much heightened in my emotions right now. The next one is to acknowledge and investigate a little bit, you know, like, okay, that is all right, because something happened or was said that really triggered, if you will, the response. And maybe you can explore and investigate that a little bit more to discover what might be lying behind that. And then the next one for the N is the letting go state, where you just say, okay, that was some emotions that I went through. And now, you know, just let it go. It wasn't that it was bad or good. It's not me. It was just a response I had. And what can I learn from it and not keep it held within me, I guess.
Yeah, I think that the letting go or the non-attachment is quite important to be able to kind of move forward. It doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means that you're not staying there, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's not staying there and not holding on to it, Lisa, because, you know, we know that that's not a healthy way to be.
Yeah, it always sounds really good, but sometimes it's easier said than done. I think when we're in the heat in the moment and maybe we're getting upset or like in that F state, and others are as well. What are some tips to, I guess, give other people space to so that they can de-escalate?
Well, you know, I think for one thing that it's really good to, you know, the acknowledgement piece and saying, you know what, for now, I do need to disengage and separate myself from this. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of different strategies out there that you see in the mental health or the personal growth field, you know, whether it be something like meditating or, you know, a gratitude practice. Lots of suggestion that every day we should be starting maybe twice a day, starting and ending the day, just simply thinking of three things that you're really grateful for. You know, another one that I'm always interested to see is the suggestion for people to spend some time and connect with nature. I think we're pretty lucky in agriculture because, you know, we really just step out the back door and we're able to do that. So there's lots of different talk about that, you know, the helps to mental health. So I think some of those, you know, some breathing practices, and these are all much different things than we, those of us in agriculture, you know, considered a few years ago. But there is a lot of strategies out there. And as well, it just speaks to the information and awareness that's happening with mental health, and trying to maybe use some of those strategies for dealing with it.
One thing I personally find helpful, because I will tend to just get into my own head a little bit too much, I think, is to remind myself of like what of things, even just like things I see, like things to ground me in the moment. So, you know, for cow, I have one on my windowsill, which you can't see. You know, plaque, blue cord, like, and just like specific details, colors, even smells and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of that handled in that very same way, where you think of the senses, you know, what can I see right now? What can I feel right now? What do I hear right now? You know, what can I, smell, you know, just sort of going through those is helpful too. I read something the other day that even something as simple as a 10-minute walk in the morning, and apparently there's been research done on this, but that, and you make sure that you listen to the birds or hear the birds chirping and singing, has a positive effect on your state of mind.